Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey, my friends, good morning. Thanks for being here with me again. I'm literally watching the sunrise right now over the mountains, and it is awesome. Another wonderful day to be alive, my friends, to do something special. So even if yesterday sucked, today can be a new day. It is a new day, and you can make it great. Hey, I got something fascinating and incredible to share with you. So I just dropped my daughter off. She's 16, and I just dropped her off in a shuttle. So now she's heading internationally again on another solo trip. I think she's done maybe four now. And it's so awesome that my 16-year-old daughter is confident enough and competent enough to travel internationally and go see some friends, go have some adventures, and I trust her, and I know she's ready for life, and it's awesome. And like, we get set up, you guys, and it reminds me of this great quote by, I can't remember his name right now. He said, we do not rise, what's his name? It'll come to me. Oh man, I just had his name. Oh well, it doesn't matter. The quote is amazing. He said, we do not rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training. Isn't that awesome? In other words, like it's our training sets the base level, right? It sets the protection of, it sets the limit on how far we can fall. So we can reach for things, we can jump for things, we can go for it, we can take risks because It keeps every time you train harder and better, it raises the level of how far you can fall back down. And so as long as your training is amazing and you're continuing to grow and learn and improve and progress, then it's like having a belayer when you're rock climbing, right? And they keep pulling out the slack. And so if you fall off the wall, you can go higher and higher and higher. And if you fall off the wall, you're only going to fall so far because your belayer has you. And that's what your training does. Right? I love that stuff. Archilochus, that's his name. It came back to me. Archilochus said, we do not rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training. Now, there is this crazy phenomenon about being a human being. And it's this. We automatically become who we do not want to become. Yes, I said that right. You and I, every day we wake up, and if we just go through life, we automatically become what we do not want to become. And here's why. Because if we don't intentionally and deliberately form good habits, then we automatically form bad ones. And every day, if we just kind of go through life, if no one's ever taught us or trained us or shown us the way, and we just kind of get up and go through life, then the automatic setting for human beings is mediocrity. And so, if we are not exercising our minds every day, then our brain turns to mush. And if we're not exercising our emotional muscles and growing and developing, then guess what? We literally stay like emotional babies. And so I can be 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, 70, 80 years old and still be an emotional little baby, underdeveloped, because I never exercised my muscles. Again, the automatic setting is weakness and mediocrity. And it's the true with everything, with physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually. If I don't develop my social muscles, if I don't develop my spiritual muscles and my development and growth, then the automatic setting is becoming who I do not want to be. And I've been teaching this for years and years. Like every day we have to get up and we have to fight off mediocrity. And I believe that's the way I see life. That helps me that way. Maybe you can see it a different way, but we all have to understand this principle. Like if we're not deliberate and intentional about it, then the automatic setting is just blah. And it's the same true in a garden, right? If you just let your garden kind of take care of itself automatically, it's just going to be weeds. You are not going to get the beautiful garden you want and all the wonderful, delicious vegetables that will bless your life. You're just going to get weeds. And then some people have the audacity to fertilize their weeds. It's crazy. It's crazy. They're pouring fertilizer on their weeds, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. And so, literally, we have to get up every single day, my friends, and work towards becoming who we want to become. If we just drift, if we just let it happen automatically, then we are not going to be happy with the results. We will not be happy with the results of who we become. And so, what do we do about it? How do we actually get what we want to get? The answer is that we first are so crystal clear in our minds that that is the case. That is the true case. If I get up and I don't deliberately work on improving myself, even just a little bit, like if I'm not taking steps in the right direction, if I'm not exercising, which requires strain and effort, right? If I'm not putting forth effort every day to my own development, my own refinement, then I will automatically remain as an unrefined, underdeveloped, atrophied human being. And it doesn't have to be complicated or difficult, but you know what? The more effort you put in, the more results you get. That makes sense, right? That's just a simple law. The more, I mean, look at this. The more often I go to the gym and the harder I work out when I get there, the more results I get. It just works. The more I get up and I memorize and I study and I'm devouring books that are above my ability, right? I'm trying to learn things that are beyond my skillities, my current skills and abilities. If I'm doing that, then I'm going to get awesome results, you guys. And so will you. It just makes sense. It's just this natural law. And so the more effort, more results. And especially if your efforts are really towards good things and you're doing it with some skill and some strategy and you're doing it in the most effective ways. That's why I've been studying personal development and peak human performance for over 24 years and studying the lives of the great men and women, the best thinkers, right? And devouring this stuff, say, what really works? And then what works even better than that? And we go after it. But again, if you just sit back with automatic, look around. And after listening to this podcast now, you're going to be able to look around and watch people. Watch if they just do the automatic stuff. When they're literally living on autopilot. They just kind of get up and whatever happens to them, they'll just turn on the TV or the news or the radio and people will tell them what to think and tell them what to do. And they just kind of get up and they go to school or they go to work and other people kind of dictate what they do. And then like literally their thoughts, their feelings, their actions are determined by others. Somebody sends over an email or message and then they respond. And like they're literally living their lives on other people's agendas. And they're going through the motions instead of getting up and say, okay, I'm going to work on my mind. I'm going to work on my emotions. I'm going to work on my social skills today. I'm going to work on my spirituality, my finances, my body. I've got a plan, right? I've got a life plan. You wouldn't dare build your dream house without a house plan, a really detailed house plan. You wouldn't dare, you know, try to execute a dream business without a business plan. And yet we go through life and all the time we're trying to live a great life without a life plan. And so we have to be super strategic and get clear about my life plan. So every day I'm going to wake up and I'm clear. And I've been doing this for years and years and years. I'm really clear about what I'm doing each day to exercise, right? Because we want stress and recovery, stress and recovery. And so I'm exercising those muscles every day. Every day I'm saying, okay, how can I give myself a raise? What can I work on today? How can I build relationships and business? How can I develop more skills and more knowledge in business? How can I improve my financial situation today? How can I improve my health today? Right? And I'm doing intermittent fasting and ketosis and exercising and training for a mountain. Like I'm getting on it, right? How can I exercise my mind every day? And I'm studying French every day right now. I'm gonna become fluent in a new language every 5 years. I'll take 5 years to become fluent in a new language. And so right now I'm about halfway through the cycle of French. And so exercising my mind and I'm reading great books and listening to great audiobooks every day, training myself, how I'm getting skills and abilities. I'm exercising myself emotionally, right? And dealing with emotions and difficult situations and challenges and problems and letting those emotions come in and thinking through any fears or doubts, or, you know, not letting anything get to anxiety, because I'm processing through that and working through it, exercising those emotional muscles, working on spirituality every day, every morning, every evening, throughout the day, like, you know, aligning myself with my values, my morals, my principles, my connection to God, and studying His Word, right? You see what I'm saying? So every day I'm really clear about my plan, about my exercise, and everything, like, comes back to that, my friends. It all comes back to that. You are automatically becoming who you do not want to be. And so every day you wake up and you switch out of automatic mode into deliberate mode. And you do something each day that you know is helping you get on the quest for greatness. And every day you get up, and however this works for you, you got to decide how it works for you. Like, you get up and you put your armor on, and you're fighting off mediocrity. You're fighting off poor health and obesity. You're fighting off mental and emotional atrophy and weakness. You're fighting off spiritual apathy and indifference. You're fighting off, and this and stuff, you're fighting off your desire to just get so irritated with people, because it's hard to work with people. People can be so irritating and test your patience, and you just want to be like, I'm done. I'm done with people. I'm done with human beings. They're so ridiculous sometimes, right? And you don't want to do that. You got to fight that off. You got to fight off the urge to just disregard them and tell them off and scream and yell at them and tell them that they're idiots and just hate humanity because they make so many mistakes. You got to fight that off, because those aren't great social skills. That's the automatic one. The automatic is to be impatient and rude and mean and short and, you know, just kind of salty with people, right? That's the automatic. You don't want to be like that. You want to be refined and respectful and kind and great. So every day, get up, fight off the automatic, and become your absolute best self. Because, my friends, like I always say, awesome is always an option. And it's an option in every one of those aspects of life. If we're deliberate about it, remember, If we don't deliberately do it, then we automatically will do the bad side and become who we don't want to become. So awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.